See if you think this is a scam. Now, it's Retail Roundup, but I think it's scam. Apparently,
it's an ugly word.
It is an ugly word. Let me tell you what happened to this woman. She's in Washington, D.C. Her name is Melissa Hayes, and she and her family went for a bike ride recently from their home in Virginia, and they wound up on the mall in Washington, D.C., which was great. You know, they loved it. And I didn't realize this, but apparently all around the mall there are food trucks, including several ice cream vendors that will serve soft serve ice cream to tourists, which makes sense, I guess. So the woman here says that it was herself, her husband, and their two kids.
A little surprised they allow food trucks.
I was, too.
When I was growing up, we went to D.C. a lot, and they always had little, like, snack shacks.
Little stands. Mm.
But it was, or you could be a hot dog vendor. Mm-hmm. But on the mall itself, they actually had little buildings that you could buy stuff, like ice cream. But this, I think, was run kind of probably by the city.
Maybe. I don't know exactly where they were, but they showed on the news a lot of, and they were trucks. And it was ice cream. It was a lot of ice cream.
Hmm.
So the woman goes up to get some ice cream, and she orders 4 vanilla cones for herself, her husband, and her 2 kids while they're over on their bikes away. And she says she asked for the price. They never quite gave it. They didn't have it posted.
They're not marked.
Did not have it posted. And she said, now, how much is it? How much is it? And before she knew it, they had taken her card, run the card, and she had 4 ice cream cones. She didn't think too much about it. Then when she got on her phone later, once they got home, she looked to see how much it was. And the ice cream cones were $22 a piece.
Is that a lot?
So she's still
$22 cone.
$22 cone. And it was nothing but soft serve vanilla ice cream in the cone. No sprinkles.
So she paid $88.
$88.
Come on.
This is her.
I said, can I get 4 ice cream cones, vanilla? And I said, how much is that? And he just turned around and started doing, you know, getting it together. I said, and how much was that, sir? And he took my card, and then he started just, and he was, I felt like he was overwhelmed.
Okay. She said it was busy, and it was like, move along,
but
move
along.
But
there was never any number exchanged.
Never exchanged. And he just turned back, gave her the cones, took her card without, I could see myself being part of that.
100%. You know, I could see you being on both ends.
I know. Well.
Well, because I could see you easily being the ice cream dealer who, when somebody's like, how much is it? And you're just like, vanilla, vanilla, ooh, chocolate swirl. You know you're about to charge them $22 a cone, but you're not going to answer. You're just, here's your cones.
I was the victim of an ugly scam 4 summers ago now.
4?
Maybe 3. Maybe it was 3 summers ago. Pine Straw. You remember.
Has it been that long?
It's yeah.
Time is passing.
Mm-hmm. And we're not. I told my wife no Pine Straw this year. We're trying to make up for that. You know, we've only had it put down like once since. And it looks terrible now. I mean, it looks it's all drab. But I said we have to recoup that damage. And I spoke out just as Melissa Hayes is.
I just wanted to make people aware, you know, A, make sure that you're asking the price up front. Get it. Even if they're busy, make sure you're getting that price. Make sure you're getting a receipt. I failed to do that. So I kind of, you know, took it as shame on me, lesson learned.
Mm-hmm. Okay. $88. No receipt, just as I had no receipt.
I've been to a lot of food trucks. Their prices are always printed.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I bet because of how busy it is and how just the city, I bet up there they can get away with this kind of thing in D.C.
Well, they are right now. The woman, now that happened a week ago. And meanwhile, the on-the-spot reporter for the news there went to several different ice cream vendors in that area and just walked up to them and said, how much for a cone? And the prices.
It's good TV.
Yeah, it was good. And that showed her up to like 6 of them. And the prices range anywhere from $6 to $12. She's like, I want a vanilla cone. That's it. And some had the prices affixed to it, and some did not. And so she
We have jackleg food trucks?
Apparently. Yeah, they're jackleg food trucks.
Yeah, you're praying on tourists coming by that aren't going to know any different and think this is big city prices.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But $22 a cone.
Soft serve.
For soft serve. I mean, it's not like they put a bunch of sprinkles and stuff on there either. It wasn't, you know, $22.
That's 32.
Yeah. So then they said to some others, like who were in the mall, what do you think about this?
I mean, it's D.C., a lot of people. So the market's determined by, you know, scarcity and value and how many people are willing to pay for it.
All right.
$22.
Scarcity and value.
I majored in econ.
$22.
Are you the last ice cream truck on earth?
I am.
$22.
If I've he deserves the Batman slapping Robin across the face meme.
Yes.
Well, supply and demand. Shut up. It's ice cream.
You heard him.
I mean, it's D.C., a lot of people. So the market's determined by, you know, scarcity and value and how many people are willing to pay for it.
Yeah.
But she didn't know what she was paying for, if you believe her story, yeah, which
she
said, I do.
I do, too. The reporter then said to that same man, well, what if you were charged $50 for a cone of ice cream? And that he got defensive about.
I'll tell you right now, if I got charged $50, I'm taking $30 of change out of that dude's ass.
I'm taking it out of his ass. Take 30 out of his ass. Don't you dare. This is the market.
I just lost my job, okay?
Yeah.
I just got douched. Caught me on a bad day.
Man.
They doged him.
Talk about two different guys, too.
I know.
Oh, it's supply and demand.
Same guy.
Yeah. It's the same person.
Same guy says, oh, you charged me $50?
I'll tell you right now, if I got charged $50, I'm taking $30 of change out of that dude's
so, willing to pay 20.
Willing to pay 20.
Willing to pay 20.
That's right. But then she said, what about 50? Oh, that's ridiculous. That's absurd. Come on.
What?
What happened to supply and demand guy?
Put him up.
Yeah.
Put him up.
Another gentleman in D.C.
Asinine. That's crazy. Said, how much is your ice cream? And they said $10. And I said, I don't value ice cream that much. And so then I started walking away and he said, no, $8. And I said, no, you already lost me. And then I went to the next truck over and they offered $6.
Okay. So he's going.
My God, they're negotiating.
They're negotiating. See, that's what they're doing now. Mm-hmm. That's
negotiation.
Not right. I don't like it. I do not like this.
I don't eat ice cream anymore.
Fact, me neither. Great point. We don't have that problem, do we, Biggie?
No.
We're not eating ice cream.
Would you sit up there at the mall with a sign?
You don't need it. It's terrible for you.
Mm-hmm.
I would.
Well, what did our old colleague used to say? It's all butter fat.
That's right.
Milk fat.
That's
or right. Whatever he blamed
worst
it on.
Worst thing you can put
in your mouth.
Milk fat. Worst thing you can put in your mouth. That's Dave Aiken used to say that. And look at him. And he's put a lot of bad things in his mouth, by the way. That's the worst. That's the worst.
He would always scream that from wherever mountain he could, too. No matter where we were, whatever event.
Yeah.
Oh, it's hot out here. Great day for ice cream. Ah! It's nothing but milk fat.
Fact.